the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
Coming up, two more huge celebrities take the side of Ellen DeGeneres. I don't know if this is going to be good for their careers to align with her at this point, but we're going to get to that coming up in just a second. So obviously, where we're at right now in our lives, it's not what any of us had in mind when we were dreaming about summer 2020.
No.
Some people are experiencing quarantine blues, and guess what? Even Michelle Obama is not immune to that. I think it's great when people like her speak out about this because it makes everybody else feel normal, right?
Yeah, and it's normal to feel down these days. It's okay.
It's okay. She said there's been periods throughout this quarantine where she's felt too low spiritually. She said these are just not fulfilling times. She said, so I know that I'm dealing with some form of low-grade depression. She said it. I love that.
Good for her.
And naturally, it isn't just the quarantine. It's everything that's happening in the news as well, right?
A lot is crumbling.
Yeah, but crumbling is... There's a lot.
Before the rebuild.
That doesn't make the feelings better, Sam.
No, I know. I'm just acknowledging where we're at right now.
It's a lot is horrible. It's horrendous. But she says it's really important to keep yourself grounded. She said, we will get through this. The thing we have to remember is we've been through tough times, right? Mm. She said, we are in a unique moment in history. We're living through something that no one in our lifetimes has lived through.
And I think that's what we have to keep reminding ourselves of, is that years from now, we will look back on it and say, I can't believe that actually happened. The stories we're going to be able to tell.
Exactly. And there's just, it's just all brand new. A friend of mine told me her 8-year-old at the beginning of this pandemic said to her, what did you do the last time there was a pandemic, mommy? What did you do? And she's like, it's never happened before Luca. And then she drank some wine. If none of that works, Michelle suggests doing jigsaw puzzles. She says she spends quite a bit of time doing puzzles. All right, so Ashton Kutcher is sticking up for Ellen DeGeneres amid her employees, saying that they've experienced an extremely toxic work culture at her show. Now, Ashton took to Twitter yesterday. He said, I haven't spoken with Ellen and can only speak from my own experience, but she and her team have only treated me and my team with respect and kindness. She never pandered to celebrity, which I always saw as a refreshing honesty. And when things aren't right, she handles it and fixes it.
But we already knew that she was, cozy with all the, A-list celebrities. Yeah. I just don't know what these celebrities have to gain from taking her side.
I think it's tone deaf. I think they have a lot of privilege, these celebrities, and I think they're unable to see past it sometimes.
Clearly.
It's kind of inevitable. One of many responded back and said, she treats a billionaire A-list guest well, you don't say. And then Ashton responded directly saying, 1, I'm not a billionaire. 2, it extends to my team and the people that she didn't even know that I work with. So I don't know. Meanwhile, Jerry O'Connell is pretty much doing the same thing. And he says he's not going to let the controversy surrounding Ellen change his feelings for her as a longtime friend.
I'm not going to let Instagram comments and Twitter comments tell me who can and can't be my friends. I love Portia and Ellen.
We've seen some well-known people, Brad Garrett and Leah Thompson, say they believe all these stories about Ellen are true.
Sure, I believe all victims, but I just wanted Ellen and Portia to know that I love them very much. And obviously, something has to change in that work environment. But I do love Portia and Ellen. I do.
It sounds so self. Yeah, I know the bad things are going. I know it's a toxic environment. I believe everyone, but they're so nice.
I know they're ruining people's lives.
But they're nice to me.
That was a really weird thing to hear.
He should have picked up the phone and called her and said, I love you, Ellen.
Yeah.
Why did he have to go on the air and say that? I don't know.
He's still trying to get on her show, probably.
Ellen, if you're listening, I want to be on your show and I love you.
As if the world needs one more way to be divided right now, too. Now everybody has to pick Team Ellen or Team everybody else.
Pipe down, Jerry O'Connell.
Are you on Team Ellen, by the way? You can text us at 92925. No, because most of the texts we get are from people saying they believe she's a jerk.
Right.
Right?
Okay, so let's find an Ellen.
Generally, that's what people say.
But she's done a lot of good stuff in the world. I'll give her that.
Yes.
But it's going to come back and hurt her.
I think what we're learning is maybe the place where that came from isn't as genuine as maybe we thought, People are on there being like, oh my gosh, she's giving away $50,000 of her own money from Shutterfly.
Yeah, you wish.
It's not her own money from Shutterfly.
They're probably paying her to give her money.
They do pay her to give the money away. Not to take away from the fact that it is good for the world, though, and the people who do receive those are deserving of it. That is true. All right, 7:34 is the time right now, and coming up, going to give you a chance to win $250 worth of Vivier skincare products when we play Smarter Than. We'll hear from Post Malone as well, and Snoop up first with Wiz Khalifa. Here's Young, Wild, and Free. It's The Beat.
Is this thing on? Word. So what?